President, Mr. President, you have not had a public campaign event for nearly a week now. Tomorrow you'll be in Montana, which is not a swing state. Some of your allies have expressed concern that you're not taking this race seriously, particularly
at a
time where there is enthusiasm on the other side. Why haven't you been campaigning this week?
Because I'm leading by a lot and because I'm letting their convention go through. And I am campaigning a lot. I'm doing tremendous amounts of taping here. We have commercials that are at a level I don't think that anybody's ever done before. Plus, in certain cases, I see many of you in the room where I'm speaking to you on phones, I'm speaking to radio, I'm speaking to television. Television's coming over here. Excuse me, what are we doing right now? She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference. And I'm sorry, we need smart people to lead this country because our country's never been in this danger before.
So Donald Trump says that from a press conference at Mar-a-Lago. And then what do you know? Kamala Harris walks up to a little gaggle of press that probably follows her everywhere she goes because that's how these things work. And she answers a few questions with, I mean, there's nothing of consequence, really. She did say something about the September 10th debate.
Yeah. But Mr. President, why aren't you out campaigning right now? What am I doing right now with you?
Yeah.
I'm doing a press conference with you.
314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. I'm going to take your phone calls now, and you can tell us what you think about the Trump campaign strategy, at least as it looks right now. We're going to start with Rich. Rich, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about Donald Trump and his choices so far?
Well, happy Friday, Annie, Brad, and Ryan, for one thing. But
thank you.
You guys kind of summed up what I was going to say, that he's going to be out there. I think he's just... he's just listening and let her take care of screwing up, to be honest with you. She every time she gets on, speaks any time, she doesn't make any sense. They have no accomplishments. They screwed up 4 years for our country. And I really don't have a lot to say about it. I think just let her play her cards and it's just going to give Trump more popularity.
Rich, thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. If you'd like to join us and tell us what you think about this campaign strategy. Randy, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show.
Yeah, Annie, I think if he continues this strategy, he's definitely going to lose.
Which part of it is a problem for you, do you think?
Well, like yesterday, the press conference, he said there are bigger crowds for the January 6th than for the Martin Luther King 1963 speech, which was not true, okay? And why would he be bringing up January 6th, for heaven's sakes? Doesn't make sense.
I think they asked him a question about it, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
He shouldn't even bring it up. He did,
but that's what I'm saying, Randy. He's not the one who brought it up. He was asked about it. That was brought into the conversation, and he just doesn't back down.
All right, his response is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The January 6th was not bigger than Martin Luther King's speech at Washington. Don't look it up if you don't believe me.
No, Randy, I mean, we can, I'll get the ledger out and we'll check notes. I don't really care. Do you think that there are people who are out there listening to that press conference who are like, gosh, I was going to vote for Trump, but that's the last straw. I'm not going to vote for him anymore.
Well, here's the thing. What did CNN pick up on today? They picked up on him saying that.
Looked.
They picked up on him saying that we're going to go into a depression unless he wins. Why would he say that?
You think that's possible?
No. Let me tell you what he needs to focus on.
Let me ask you real quick. Yeah, I'll give you the time. But Randy, do you want Donald Trump to win?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we understand where you're coming from.
I went to his rally one time. Yes, I want him to win. Are you kidding?
No.
If I told you my occupation, you would understand. But I don't want
That's fine.
Over the radio here, people.
Randy, what is it that you think he should be doing? Give us your thoughts on how he could correct course.
Here's what he should talk about. There's three things he should talk about, okay? Inflation and the grocery store, number one, okay? Interest rates and housing and the border. Those three things. It's the economy, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Take a play out of the Clinton playbook. Stop talking about how great he was back 4 years ago and all this other stuff, you know, and that she has a low IQ, all these other things he says, focused on those three things constantly, and he's going to win.
Do you feel like there's any chance that he's going to stop saying things like low IQ?
No, absolutely not.
So
he will not say it.
Randy, I'll tell you that where I've come at that is I agree with you that it. I feel like it would be easier to plow through this election season if he would stop doing those things, but he's not going to stop doing those things. So we're
and he's going to lose. He's going to lose if he continues.
All right. Well, Randy, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And maybe that's the case. I mean, I've resolved myself to understanding that Donald Trump is going to be a certain way. He's going to be Donald Trump about things. I can't will him to be different. However, I saw him be incredibly disciplined during that last debate during Joe Biden. I think there's a ton that rides on his ability to do the same thing and let Kamala be the story of the next debate with her non-answers or even worse, her actual policy answers, which is socialism, you know, of even further progressive than what Joe Biden has been capable of doing. But I understand Randy and many people listening right now who are like, I wish he would stop saying low IQ, but it's just not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I think to summarize what Randy's point is that he just wishes he'd be more disciplined and just talk about.
I wish
issues.
He would go down to the southern border and individually keep every illegal from coming into the country.
I wish he would do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But
that is going to happen before he stops saying things like low IQ.
Trump does talk about all those issues that Randy's talking about a lot. He just also says other things that end up getting headlines. I think that's what Randy's upset about.
Yeah. And I don't think that Randy's criticisms are wrong.
No, I don't either.
I just think that at this point for me, in 2024, in our third time through a Trump campaign, I'm not going to waste my time and energy on that. I'm going to focus elsewhere. And I don't think that he's a certainty to lose.
And he's probably the most famous man in the world now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how he's going to speak about these things.
314-241-9797. Let's get to Ken. Ken, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about how Donald Trump's running his campaign so far?
How are you today?
Doing okay. How are you?
Okay. I think he's going to lose over the abortion issue. I think the conservatives are too far right and the left are too far left. I think we need to be more in the middle with that.
That's exactly where he is, though, on
one way or the other.
That's where he is,
Ken. Yeah, but I understand that, but they're going to hammer away that he's more conservative than what he really is. And if the Republicans don't get out the message that they want abortion up till birth, I think it's a losing message.
But the message that you're saying he needs to employ is exactly the message that I think he's been spot on the abortion issue. I'm incredibly pro-life. I think life begins at conception. Politically, I've said this before on this show, I don't think that the answer to ending abortion is going to happen in a state legislature or in a federal government system. I think it's going to happen with culture. And we should be individually working harder to do that. And I start with myself. But Donald Trump's message is that he's for the Ronald Reagan three exceptions, which he lists. And then he immediately goes on to talk about Northam in Virginia and how he was advocating for fourth term abortions and says, and then he paints that as the fact that the left is the radical one on the issue. I actually think that for a Republican, he's taken risks to go to the moderate center on this issue that could pay off down the road.
Yes. Yeah. And I hope it does pay off. But I just hear so much about, you know, I have some Democratic friends that still believe that, you know, he's for no abortion.
Yeah.
And that most conservatives are for absolutely no abortions. And I'm like, well, that's not exactly the case.
Yeah.
I realize that most people are, I mean, a lot of people are for no abortions at all. But
I think the key here, you're absolutely spot on when you say like the messaging is painful on this issue for the right, because the left is dishonest in their media connections, because the media will trumpet the things that hurt Trump the most, which is the lies that are being told by the Kamala Harris ticket about how Donald Trump wants to end abortion everywhere. Donald Trump has never said that he wants to end abortion anywhere. So it's really going to be on us individually to take the clips of what he's actually saying on abortion and make those one-to-one connections in a grassroots level to make sure we do cut through the lies that your Democrat friends are absolutely seeing that is becoming a big issue for them in this election.
Yeah, I just hope we get the messaging out on all of what he wants to do rather than letting them control it.
Yeah.
The narrative, because that's a losing message.
Ken, thank you. We appreciate
it. When they're controlling everything. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Let's get to Chad. Chad, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about Donald Trump's campaign strategy so far?
Hey, Annie, how you doing?
Doing okay, thanks.
I think it's, the strategy, it is what it is. I think the key to it is you have about 7 or 8 states that's going to decide it. Everybody is freaking out about, you know, how he's running things. It's not really going to matter other than getting boots on the ground. He needs to concentrate on Pennsylvania and the other states that's coming out early. Pennsylvania, you're going to have 45 days before November to vote. I mean, that's insane. So what you have to do is you take your money and you put it in each one of those states, the swing states is going to have early voting, and you put boots on the ground. It's going to be who can get their people out. The message is already baked in. There's nothing that either side is going to say to really move the needle. What's going to move the needle now is boots on the ground. You get the states that are voting early. And to me, I would have J.D. Vance get a hotel room and just live in Pennsylvania until they start voting, and make sure every one of these states that's voting early, there's only like 7 or 8 of them, and you really hammer home getting people out.
Get the
vote. The message is right, and the message is going to be what the message is. People in St. Louis, why do you think we don't get any ads? We're not going to get any national ads because we're going for Trump.
Yeah.
Illinois, you're not going to get any national ads because they're going for Harris.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what these guys are talking about is a non-factor.
I agree.
All you need to do is concentrate on those 7 or 8 states. Make sure that you get as many volunteers. You knock on every door. I mean, the nursing homes, you do mailing, whatever they allow the Democrats to do. The Republicans have to do it better in those states.
Chad, do you feel like Donald Trump's message on that grassroots door-to-door relationship, do you think that Donald Trump has a winning message?
Oh, the message is there. I mean, we all know. I mean, this is his third time, 12 mm-hmm. years. I was in my 40s when Trump started running in 2016. We know what he's going to do. That's not the problem. The problem is, are we going to get the people out in those swing states? We need to get boots on the ground and make sure that these people come out and vote. Because that's all the Democrats did. I mean, there was the only way that Biden won was because they cheated with the mail-in ballots and all that other stuff. So I don't want to get into that. But we have to match them. We need to put boots on the ground. And this is the only thing I would tell the Trump team to do, is make sure that you stop saying November, whatever it is. It's election season now. It's not election day. Whenever the voting starts in those states, him and J.D. Vance need to stay in those states. Do not spend not one dime in Missouri because we're going to vote for Trump. I wouldn't spend a penny here. I wouldn't even come here. I would do a drive-by with a big old sign saying, hello, this is Trump. Vote for Trump.
Chad.
I mean, but these are the things we need to focus on. And this is what I'm really worried about, is that the national polls don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. The polls that we need to concentrate on is the 7 or 8 states that's going to make a difference. That's Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, North Carolina. We need to focus in on them states. And whatever those people won't give it to them, Georgia, and we'll win.
Yep. Hey, Chad, thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. This is a great goal.
Chad, you go to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm going to
go with
them.
We'll all go with you.
Chad,
we're talking about doing this anyway.
Leader. Yeah. We are talking about potentially making, right now it's a Wisconsin trip that we're just sort of discussing.
Yeah, we don't have any details yet.
Could we lead a caravan of people?
Ooh, I don't think we've discussed this yet.
No, we're doing it live on the air.
Yes, we can.
I can take one more call. And his name is Robert, but it might cut into Be or Not the Bee in Wiggins America. So really, Ryan, it's up to you. Should we take Robert's call or not?
Robert, you got 60 seconds. You better make it good.
Robert, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you. What do you think about this campaign Donald Trump's leading so far?
Well, thank you for taking the call. And yes, I think his campaign strategy so far is good. He already wasted money on Biden, and Biden dropped out. He doesn't want to spend a ton of money on Harris until after the convention in case the party decides to try something different. But I think letting her mess up and sitting back is a good strategy.
Yeah. Robert, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And I really do agree that you know that Donald Trump has a mountain of smelly stuff on Kamala Harris, that there is a lot out there that hasn't been released. And is it valuable to release that right now? Think about this. To put this into perspective, Donald Trump was shot 3 weeks ago. That is old news. So if you release your strongest arrows right now regarding Oppo research or trying to take Kamala Harris down a notch, and you fire that too soon, you're not going to have that for later in the September surprise, because you need September surprises now because it's voting season. October surprises sometimes are too late. To me, I'm just watching the timeline of events here going, we still, even though it's 87 days, I'm guessing here, 88 days until the election, there's still a lot of time. And depending on what, you got to be thinking like, when is it time to go? When is it time to go? But once you start going, you got to be able to keep up with it.
Well, this is all, this has had to happen that fast too, because this is very sudden. Biden was saying that morning that he was staying in the race and then he dropped out. So everybody's had to adjust here. So I don't think there's any sort of timeline problem.
Well, in completely unrelated news, our YouTube poll today is, are you a cat or dog person? So I just don't even know what that means.
Okay.
Cats or dogs? I'm just going to put this out here right now. Total dog person. Me, right here. You go vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Be or not the bee when we come back.